on this first Monday of August. It is the State Capitol Report on the Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The nonpartisan Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, it tracks the influence of money in politics with a searchable database of campaign contributors to candidates running for state offices, and its records go back decades. They analyzed campaign finance from the first half of the year, found Governor Tony Evers' reelection campaign raised just over half of its coffers through individual contributions from people with Wisconsin addresses. Join in on tracking the money, PACs, dark money, campaign spending, why it matters, 800-642-1234. Matt Rothschild is executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Matt, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hey, Kate, thanks for having me on again. Always a pleasure to speak with you.
Well, the Associated Press is reporting that this year's governor's race is on track to be the most expensive in state history. Do you anticipate that will be so?
Yeah, I think we're going to shatter the record that was set in the Evers-Walker race back in 2018, where the total money, including contributions to the candidates and then the outside money from outside groups, was $93 million by our count. We're just about halfway there already. And the primary is not even over yet. So I think we're going to shatter that record.
I ask this to people who follow the money and really track this data. How much does money influence elections now?
I think it's huge. Otherwise, they wouldn't be spending all this money. And unfortunately, a lot of it is advertising, and advertising, including and especially negative advertising, seems to work. Otherwise, the candidates wouldn't keep doing it. They wouldn't keep splattering our screens with mud, and our screens already covered with mud right now. So I think it's just going to get uglier and dirtier. But yeah, the money is crucial. If you don't have the money to do the ads, to change people's minds, you got to get out of the race. And so we see, you know, people on the Democratic side in the Senate race getting out because they didn't have enough money. Certainly Tom Nelson did. And then in the governor's race, it's going to just be a huge battle after this primary is over. And the primary on the Republican side has seen a lot of money already.
Where is all this money coming from, especially in the governor's race?
Well, fortunately, most of the money is coming from Wisconsin. I don't like a lot of money coming from outside the state. Why should someone in California be telling us who to vote for here in Wisconsin? And that's a problem both on the Democratic side and the Republican side. Governor Evers, by our count, has raised 52% of his money from inside Wisconsin. And the Republican candidates for governor, well, Michaels is almost entirely self-funded. And Rebecca Clayfish has raised 83% of her money from inside Wisconsin. So if that's a huge issue for you, then you can see at our website at wisdc.org where all the money's coming from and who the biggest contributors are.
You mentioned you don't like to see that out-of-state influence from California or elsewhere. To what extent do big campaign contributors get that special access or get favors in return for those donations?
Well, that's the primary concern of big money in politics, that, you know, the big donors are looking for something in return that the average listener to your show, Kate, you know, has no chance of getting. I mean, a regular citizen from Wisconsin, when we go to Washington, D.C. and knock on a senator's door, if we go to the Capitol in Madison and knock on the governor's door, they're not going to open the doors wide for us. But if you're a big donor to those candidates who win those offices, you know, you'll get the red carpet treatment. And so that's just not fair. And also, our voices are drowned out. The regular voices of people in Wisconsin who are listening to this show don't have nearly as much say over who the actual candidates are or what the laws are once the candidate wins, as those people who are throwing the big money around. A lot of the people throwing the big money around are doing it not so much for a favor, though, just because of their ideological positions. If they're a progressive and they're worried about Governor Evers losing, they want to make sure that they can spend money to make sure he wins. If they're a conservative, they want to spend a ton of money to make sure Governor Evers loses. So, I mean, it's part to get favors and it's part to, you know, get their ideological preferences enacted.
talking about campaign spending in the 2022 Wisconsin elections with Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, who tracks campaign contributions. You can join in on campaign finance, on spending, on PACs, dark money, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. So where are candidates getting the out-of-state money from? Can you name names?
Well, yeah. I mean, Governor Evers got a lot of money from Silicon Valley folks. He got money from Steven Spielberg. Steven Spielberg gave $20,000 to Governor Evers and also gave $20,000 to Josh Call in the attorney general's race. So that's kind of the biggest name out there. And we hadn't seen Spielberg given a lot of money here in Wisconsin before, so that was kind of newsworthy.
We also have had Richard Uihlein of Illinois, a notable contributor. What do you see there on the Republican side?
Yeah, the Uihlein's, Richard and Elizabeth Uihlein, so far in the first 18 months of this election cycle, they've spent $38 million, both in federal candidates and in candidates here in Wisconsin. They are one of the biggest spenders nationwide on Republican candidates and Republican causes. So they're throwing their money around here, and I think they will be throwing their money around in the governor's race. There was a split there for a while. As to Elizabeth Uihlein was supporting one candidate and Richard Uihlein was supporting another. But I think they're going to combine forces. And also with Diane Hendricks of ABC Supply, they formed a super PAC, and they're going to just be throwing scads of money here to try to defeat Governor Evers.
Something to watch there. Let's go to Brad now in Madison. Brad, hi. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning. I'd like to see party people, party politicians, start to hold their own accountable a little more when it comes to corruption by the money. I think this tribalism that we have makes the problem far worse, and you just have one side pointing at the other side almost all the time. So, thank you.
How would you propose to do that, that accountability? What would you envision, Brad?
Democracy and bribery, regulate conflicts of interest. There's a whole slew of things that we can do that we don't do enough to try to change.
Brad, thank you for that. Matt, what are your thoughts there on accountability?
Really good question from Brad, and I'm glad he raised it. The first thing we need to do is try to amend the U.S. Constitution and overturn the Citizens United decision by the U.S. Supreme Court back in 2010 that said, the super rich people and the corporations can spend unlimited amounts of money to tell you who you should vote for or who you should not vote for. That was one of a series of horrible U.S. Supreme Court decisions. We've got to amend the U.S. Constitution to proclaim once and for all that, you know what, corporations actually aren't persons and money actually isn't speech. It's a long-term project. I know a shorter-term project is to rewrite Wisconsin's campaign finance law, which was horribly rewritten back in 2015 by the Republicans, signed by Governor Walker, which said rich people in Wisconsin and around the country can give unlimited amounts of money to political parties, and corporations can give to political parties for the first time in 100 years. That's crazy.
You mentioned that it's now been over a decade since the Citizens United case versus Federal Election Commission ruling, which the Supreme Court said corporations could not be barred from spending unlimited amounts to help elect campaigns. What impact has that ruling had on the price of campaigns over the decade?
Oh, it's been huge. It's been astronomical. I mean, that decision gave birth to these super PACs, where you have billionaires, just a handful of billionaires on the left and a handful of billionaires on the right, dominating the political discussion. And our politics shouldn't be a tug of war between a few billionaires on the left and a few billionaires on the right. In a real democracy, we'd all have an equal tug on that rope.
Matt Rothschild leads the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign nonpartisan watchdog group that tracks the influence of money in politics and promotes clean government. Join in on campaign finance reporting. the economic interests of candidates, political action committees, and money from outside interest groups. What you're seeing, what you wonder. 800-642-1234. This is a State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is the State Capitol Report on the Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're discussing campaign finance in Wisconsin heading into election season with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign that tracks individual contributions. All candidates on the August 9th primary ballot are required to file the pre-primary fall campaign finance report with the state by today. The report covering activity in July through the 25th. Join in on following the donations. Questions do you have about campaign finance laws and spending? 800-642-1234. Matt Rothschild heads up the nonpartisan Wisconsin Democracy Campaign and stays with us. Matt, we've seen Republican candidate Tim Michaels has almost entirely financed his own campaign for the governor, and with almost $8 million there. What's significant about him contributing that much?
Well, this is a problem we have, because unless you're independently wealthy or you want to become a glorified telemarketer, you can't really run for office successfully. I mean, this was, you know, Herb Kohl kind of paved the way for this, the Democratic senator from Wisconsin, who said, "I'm nobody's senator but yours," because he wasn't beholden to any one contributor or any bunch of super rich contributors, because he was super rich himself. And Tim Michaels has taken a page from Herb Kohl. And so he's able to self-finance. It gives a huge advantage to the candidate who's independently wealthy over someone who isn't. It's not necessarily a guarantee. We saw that with Alex Lazary in the Senate race here on the Democratic side, who's independently wealthy, and that didn't get him to victory. But it certainly gives you the inside lane.
Alex Lazary dropping out of the Democratic primary for the U.S. Senate race after spending $12.3 million in the race. How much difference does that money make in a race like that, having that ability to draw on?
Well, it certainly gave him a head start, right? I mean, he got out of the gate real fast, and he was neck and neck with Mandela Barnes there for a little bit, and it looked like Lazary had a chance of winning the nomination. Now, Alex Lazary, you know, he didn't really have much of a name in Wisconsin, especially outside of Milwaukee. And so this gave him huge name recognition, all that money that went on the air, and his ads were everywhere, on every screen and every mailbox.
Why have campaigns become so expensive?
Well, it's more and more expensive to advertise. I mean, the people who really win during election times aren't the voters. The people who win are the consultants, the campaign consultants, and the commercial media outfits that get all these ads. So it's increasingly expensive to advertise. And so the money race keeps going on and on and on. Every time we count the money at the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, we see that a record has been broken.
When you look down ballot, what about legislative races? Are they also generating a lot of donations, aside from the U.S. Senate race, aside from the governor's race?
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of money in the legislative races. We're seeing some outside money in the attorney general race and in the secretary of state race. We see a lot of money coming in there. Amy Loudenbeck, who's running for secretary of state, has raised a lot of money, especially compared to the money by Secretary of State Doug La Follette. So our count is that Loudenbeck has raised $183,000 and that La Follette's raised $19,000, and Sabor, the other Democrat in the primary, has raised $14,000. So that's a race to watch. And then on the outside money front, I mean, I just love the names of these outside groups who are spending money in Wisconsin. One is called Badger Values Pack. This is actually for Adam Jarko. And it is a group, a pack that is not in Wisconsin. Actually, its mailbox is in Houston, Texas, and its bank is in Virginia. But the name of the pack is Badger Values Pack. I mean, that just kills me.
So what about dark money? What have you been seeing there, knowing exactly where this money is coming from?
So the outside money so far in the races for governor and down ticket here in Wisconsin exceeds $10 million already. And this is money that we can track. This is money called independent expenditures. This is money where they actually tell you who to vote for and who not to vote for. The dark money is even more insidious because there they don't say vote for or vote against, and they don't have to. So they don't have to disclose who they are, who their donors are. But the dark money ad can have as much an influence as this money where they're actually telling you vote for or vote against. We've all seen these ads, you know, call Governor Evers. Here's his number, 608 blank, 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 and tell him, you know, not to be such a horrible governor. Well, that's an ad guaranteed to tell you not to vote for Governor Evers, but they don't have to disclose who their donors are because they don't use those magic words. That's silly. And that's a problem that the U.S. Supreme Court has caused and that we got to fix. But yeah, well, there's going to be a lot of outside money. There's going to be some dark money. And we're just going to be drowning in it here between now and November.
Talking about campaign spending in this election cycle with Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, you can join in. Have you given money to a candidate? Tell us why. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Matt, there's a bunch of groups tracking this money. Open Secrets, Transparency USA, there's your group, there's the reporting that must happen by these campaigns to the Wisconsin Campaign Finance Information System, there's the Wisconsin Ethics Commission. Do you think that there's enough of a watchful eye, enough oversight on money in politics?
Well, the tracking, people can follow the tracking. I just think the media needs to do a better job of covering this issue. And I'm so glad you've been spending time covering it this morning. You mentioned Open Secrets. It's opensecrets.org. They cover the federal races, so they'll cover the races for this big race for U.S. Senate between Mandela Barnes and whoever wins the Republican nomination there. No, I mean Mandela Barnes against Ron Johnson, and already there's a ton of money being spent there. So I encourage people to go to opensecrets.org for these federal races and state races. Yeah, go to our website at wisdc.org, and we have something called Follow the Money, and you can track it right there. But I do think the public needs to know who's funding these candidates. They need to know who these outside groups are. And to the extent that we can track them down, we try to track down the dark money groups by calling the radio stations and TV stations and finding out who's paying for those ads, those really ugly negative ads that we're seeing more and more of.
When you hear the words campaign finance reform, what does that look like to you? What does it mean to you? I mean, you keep talking about the high court, the Supreme Court must do something. What does campaign finance reform look like?
Well, the exciting thing here in Wisconsin is there's a great group called Wisconsin United to Amend that has organized efforts all across the state in 167 communities that have passed resolutions or referendums saying, yes, we want to overturn the Citizens United decision. And yes, we want to amend the U.S. Constitution so that we aren't drowning in this dark money and big money all the time. And so that's a very successful grassroots movement. It's part of a national movement. Actually, Wisconsin is second only to Massachusetts in the number of communities that have passed these referendums and resolutions. And we need more grassroots work like that. So my hat's off to my friends over at Wisconsin United to Amend for all the work they're doing right here in Wisconsin. And also, we got to change our own campaign finance law, but we need to elect legislators who are committed to doing that.
I was looking at the top fundraisers overall in the state Senate compiled by Ballotpedia and Transparency USA. They based it on campaign finance reports. Overall, Democratic office holders raised nearly $500,000 in the first half of this year. Republican office holders and candidates in the state Senate raised $1.4 million. And that there is a significant gap. What does that tell you?
Well, I think the Republicans in Wisconsin rewrote our campaign finance laws for a reason, and because they think that they can raise more money from big Republican donors than Democrats can raise from big Democratic donors. For a while there, Ben Wickler at the Democratic Party of Wisconsin has proved that wrong in some races, but I think over time the Republicans were right in their calculations.
I just want, before we go here, we only have a few seconds left, but your organization is calling for the state's fake electors from the 2020 presidential election to be held accountable. What should happen?
There needs to be an investigation, and I believe there needs to be an indictment of the 10 false electors here in Wisconsin. I mean, they're being investigated in Georgia by the district attorney in Fulton County, the Georgia false electors. The Michigan attorney general is looking at the Michigan false electors. Why isn't Josh Call our attorney general, or why isn't Ishmael Ozan our district attorney here in Dane County investigating these false electors who impersonated our real electors at the Electoral College? And according to Law Forward, there may be a series of laws that they violated. Let's get an investigation. And if the laws were broken, let's have an indictment and a trial. We can't have people interfering with our democratic process and impersonating the real electors at the Electoral College and trying to overturn an election. These people were co-conspirators in the Trump movement to overthrow an election and need to be held accountable.
Matt, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks, Kate.
Matt Rothschild, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. New book, 12 Ways to Save Democracy in Wisconsin. News update is next here on the Ideas Network.